Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. 365gay.com reports that after Mecklenburg County, North Carolina Commissioner Vilma Leek, a Democrat, spoke in favor of a domestic partnership benefit bill at Tuesday night's meeting, revealing that her son had been gay and died of AIDS, Republican fellow County Commissioner Bill James immediately asked her, "Your son was a homo?" On Wednesday, James sent an email to the Fox affiliate WCCB-TV in Charlotte. It reads, quote, "Vilma is a religious hypocrite. She was married to a bishop in the AME Zion Church. This church has historically opposed homosexuality. In justifying her position last night in public, she used her son's lifestyle and his death from HIV/AIDS to justify voting for benefits to allow individuals to use tax dollars to engage in the same behavior that resulted in her son's death. It is akin to someone whose son is an alcoholic and died from the disease, using his death from drinking as justification to have the taxpayers pay for more booze." End of quote. Cindy Reams of the Mecklenburg Political Action Committee feels sorry for James, calling him a bully and adding, "It's no way for a public official to act." Reams told WCCB, "I feel it's rude. I feel it's disrespectful." That domestic partnership benefits bill Leek was supporting passed by a party line vote of the 6 Democrats for and the 3 Republicans against, meaning that Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, will be offering benefits to same-sex domestic partners of its employees beginning in 2011. And Portugal's socialist government has drawn up a proposal that would make that country the 6th European nation to allow gay marriage. The law is almost certain to pass as the center-left socialist government has the support of all of the left-of-center parties, who together have a majority in parliament. Right-of-center parties oppose the measure. The proposal changes Portuguese law to remove references to marriage being between two people of different sexes. The government will send its proposal to lawmakers for a debate, probably next month. If approved by Parliament, the proposed law goes to Portugal's conservative president, Anibal Cavaco Silva, who can ratify or veto it. A veto can be overturned by Parliament. If there is no presidential veto, the first gay marriage ceremonies could take place in April, a month before Pope Benedict is due for a 4-day official visit. Gay marriage is currently permitted in 5 European nations: Belgium, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, and Norway. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.